Imagine standing in a parking lot at 5:30 a.m., clutching a white rose, waiting to deliver an impromptu pitch to a notoriously difficult-to-reach CEO. This was Terry Schedone's reality, a moment that transformed her career when her brief, compelling 2-minute presentation secured a 90-minute meeting and helped her reach all her sales goals that year. This accidental elevator speech revealed a powerful truth. A small message, delivered with precision and passion, can create massive opportunities. In today's attention-starved world, the ability to communicate your value proposition quickly and effectively isn't just helpful, it's essential. The modern elevator speech has evolved far beyond a quick commercial or 30-second introduction. It's now a precise, persuasive tool delivered in approximately 3 minutes. A structured message designed to intrigue listeners and earn the opportunity for a longer conversation. Why 3 minutes? It's the sweet spot. Enough time to establish rapport and build intrigue, yet brief enough that most people will grant you this time if asked. Think of it as your audition for a bigger stage. From entrepreneurs pitching for million-dollar investments to Hollywood producers selling show concepts in the pitch pit, the 3-minute window has become the standard gateway to opportunity. Before crafting your message, define your intention. What specific result you want to achieve? This clear purpose should guide every aspect of your pitch. As Brad McMillan noted, you don't have to score on every play, just advance the ball. Your 3-minute elevator speech isn't meant to close deals immediately, but to move you to the next step. Even when Ricardo Bellino sold Donald Trump on Villa Trump in 3 minutes, that brief pitch merely opened the door to detailed discussions. Many presenters make a critical mistake, being informative rather than persuasive. They succumb to data dump syndrome, providing information without driving action. Balance is key. Too informative and nothing happens. Too aggressive and you create resistance. Every claim must pass the so what test. Saying your online magazine is number one means nothing unless you explain how many more hits your client will receive compared to competitors. Claiming the best customer service is meaningless without explaining how you'll save busy parents' time with weekend house calls. 6 field-tested arguments work consistently in persuasive presentations: time, saving it, money, improving bottom line, sanity, reducing stress, security, providing stability, fun, making business enjoyable, and ease of use, simplifying processes. Creating a compelling case requires effort, but as The Great Debaters reminds us, we do what we have to do so we can do what we want to do. Effective elevator speeches follow Alan H. Monroe's motivated sequence: attention, capture interest, need, establish desire for change, satisfaction, offer solution, visualization, illustrate benefits, and action, provide next steps. When crafting your message, focus on engaging your most challenging listeners, the sharks. These busy, successful decision makers are cunning and competitive. A message that works for sharks will work for everyone. Structure your elevator speech into 4 30-second components: an attention-grabbing introduction, a persuasive body with 3 main points, a concise conclusion, and a specific call to action. This balanced approach prevents top-heavy presentations that rush through conclusions. For your 3 main points, develop specific examples: why you, education, experience, unique approach; why your company, longevity, technology, customer service; and why now, market conditions, special opportunities, urgent needs. If your elevator speech is like a human body, the persuasive case forms the skeleton, while creativity provides the soul. This creative element connects logical arguments to authentic delivery, touching both heart and mind. Anecdotes and stories are particularly effective, though analogies, definitions, statistics, testimonials, and hypotheses also work well. These tools boost credibility and capture attention. President Truman demonstrated this by contrasting farm foreclosures, 123,000 in 1932 versus less than 800 in 1947, before placing the solution in voters' hands. Sometimes creativity simply means being refreshingly honest. A How I Saved the Day story can demonstrate superior customer service through specific examples rather than generalities. Tom Beyer exemplifies this by stapling Beyer aspirin samples to his business cards to reinforce his promise to take the headache out of the lending process. While creative approaches can be memorable, subtlety usually works better than showiness. Your creativity should enhance credibility, not undermine it, and must genuinely connect to your content rather than exist merely for novelty. Success often depends on execution. The final component of a memorable presentation is delivery, tying your case and creativity to authentic performance. Many people feel comfortable speaking to strangers, but become terrified presenting to peers or experts, with anxiety distracting them from their primary task, landing their message effectively. Consider comedians like Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld, and Dave Chappelle. Despite wildly different styles, all are effective. You've likely tried retelling a comedian's joke only to have it fall flat. That's because delivery matters tremendously. No one can share your elevator speech the way you can. It's your message, told in your voice with your unique timing. Speaking from personal experience and genuine conviction creates deeper audience connections. While polish comes from practice, charisma comes from certainty and conviction. Many people panic when trying to incorporate everything they've learned about effective presentations. This fear is normal. The solution is straightforward. Practice until your message feels natural. Your elevator speech doesn't need to be perfect to be effective. To harness the elevator speech effect, you must create opportunities by getting scrappy, showing fighting spirit, and taking creative risks to earn the right to be heard. Stop waiting for opportunities to appear. Apply imagination and take initiative, often doing extra homework and customizing your approach. Two powerful ways to gain access to prospects are through referrals and elegant introductions, both requiring mini presentations to persuade others to connect you. While technology matters, balance digital communication with human connection. A web presence is just one part of relationships. Sharing your message is ultimately a contact sport, requiring eye contact and handshakes. In our screen-dominated world, personal connection stands out more than ever. Like dancers on Dancing with the Stars, developing an elevator speech requires ongoing practice, evaluation, and refinement. The process involves defining your intention, building a persuasive case, infusing creativity, finding your authentic voice, and creating delivery opportunities. Your elevator speech can be adapted for different contexts, from one-on-one conversations to group presentations, from in-person meetings to online platforms. Creating targeted pitches for different audiences multiplies your impact and opportunities. Trust yourself and give your dreams a chance. Your 3-minute elevator speech may seem small, but it can create ripples that transform into waves of opportunity. In a world of scarce attention, communicating your value quickly and effectively isn't just a nice skill, it's the difference between being heard and being forgotten. Your concise message, delivered with precision and passion, can truly have a big impact.